first item we have on our agenda this morning is agenda paper 2. And
Colin,
is this your first?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so normal rules apply. nice to Colin, this first paper at least.
Thank you. Good morning. I refer to agenda paper 2. The committee has in the past decided that when an entity carries out the 10% test of IFRS 9 and IAS 39, it includes only fees paid or received between the entity and the lender. At its last meeting, the committee reconfirmed this decision, but requested staff to bring the issue back before it decided whether to recommend an annual improvement or issue an agenda decision. In this paper, we have summarized the agenda criteria assessment, and that summary is set out in paragraph 5. And it reflects that not all the agenda criteria are satisfied. We have not changed the assessment of the criteria that was performed previously. The paper also includes an initial draft for the annual improvement in paragraph 6, as well as further annual improvement considerations, which includes an earliest effective date in paragraph 10, which is after the effective date of IFRS 9. And it also includes staff's preliminary view on transition for the possible amendments in paragraphs 11 to 13. Staff maintains its view to recommend an agenda decision. And with that, I'll turn it over to the committee.
So if I understand correctly, Colin, really the purpose this morning is not to re-debate the technical issue, it's really what are the preferred next steps for committee members. Young Su.
Yes. I think we have to go for recommending this for an annual improvement rather than the agenda decision. I think I have two reasons for that. The first one is that staff keep saying that this issue does not have a material impact based on the outreach result. But what I have told with the practice people is that this could be sometimes material. And also what we have discussed in the prior meetings was that even when this cost or fees could be small, it could have a material impact on the outcomes. It can change the outcomes of the 10% test. Another reason I think why we have to go for the annual improvement is that the current paragraph of the standard is not that clear to me at all. Sometimes it can be misread and not clear to many people. So that what I'm suggesting is that we have to go for recommending a annual improvement.
Okay, thank you. Right.
I don't disagree with going with an annual improvement for the reasons that Young Su outlined. However, given the timing that it would be likely issued not in time for the IFRS implementation, I guess personally I would prefer an agenda decision. But having said that, as I say, I could live with an annual improvement. If we do go with an annual improvement, I'd provided the staff with some minor wording suggestions to clarify when fees or costs are paid on behalf of the other party to in terms of the wording of the paragraph 6.
Okay, thank you. I'll just go around, it's easier. Martin?
I also would prefer an annual improvement. However, I have a question, because it said that it couldn't be started up to the, say, second half of 2017. The exposure draft for the next annual improvement is foreseen to be in December this year. Is that right?
Yes.
So why we could not include that into the exposure draft? Because we have a board meeting somewhere in between. So if we really want to be, say, effective, and we agree on that, why not putting it into the annual improvement project, which is well going to come?
Because we can't take something to the December board meeting and publish it by the end of December, given
yeah.
the balloting process.
Unfortunately, I wish we could get through the balloting process as fast as you suggest, Martin, but it simply isn't it isn't possible, because obviously if that was the decision today, the earliest it could be go to the board would be December, and we would simply need a number of months. And so the annual improvements package going through at the moment will be ready for publication either, you know, sort of in December or at the latest early January. So there's some place and sufficient time to get this in there. I mean, I would say, so then what was reflected in the paper is when we'd expect the next annual improvement cycle. Of course, if this issue was deemed as being, you know, urgent, then clearly it could be separated out and we could move the process faster. But I suppose at this stage, we didn't view it as something that was urgent that would need to, you know, sort of be pulled out of the next.
I mean, anyhow, when it is published, it still helps to avoid diversity. Yeah, and so.
Yep. Thanks. And we're working on insurance as well, so it's quite time consuming. Jim?
Yes. Martin mentioned what I would like to say, and as you guys explained it, and I will go with the improvement. Even though we can't get on the bus as soon as we can, but we'll do with that.
Thank you. Andrew?
I think consistent with what I said at our last meeting, I think this is something where it would be helpful to constituents to have an annual improvement. I think that while if you read the existing literature very carefully, you can say it's clear what it says. We know that there is diversity in practice, and I think it would be useful not just to address that by saying we think it's clear, but to say let's make literature itself clearer. I don't think we would change what we in this room think the literature says, but I think that for some of our constituents we would. And that's another reason why I think an amendment to the standard would be better, because then we get appropriate transitional arrangements. Because if we have a clear change to the standards where there's diversity and disagreement over what the words say out among constituents, it's going to help get the requirements in. And I think from, if I look at the way it would be perceived, I think it would be a better way to do it. one other point is that while I appreciate that this is looking at literature in I for S9, there is similar literature in IS39, and do an annual improvement in this way would help to avoid confusion between the two, where some people might say, well, if you need to change 9, does that mean we were doing something wrong under IS39? And so to do it as an improvement, to clean up wording, I think would be a softer way to do it.
Thank you. Bob?
I'll keep it short, because much of what I wanted to say has been said. You know, we know there's diversity in practice, and so people are reading it different ways. And I can understand the different readings. I do think that the guidance is unclear, that I don't think an agenda decision would be satisfactory in clearing that up. So I would I would be supportive of annual improvement.
You can change to the other one.
I was all confused by the previous discussion. I agree with Reinhard on the, if we do, either way, I do think that some of the guidance that we would have to change the proposed amendment that talks about fees being paid on someone's behalf, I think that could be clearer, and so I'll suggest some edits offline.
That'd be helpful, thank you. Tony.
So I guess I'm in a slightly different place. I understand that there is diversity in practice. I understand that people have been reading the existing literature in IS39 in different ways. But my sense is that the discussions that we've had and the work that the staff has done has identified a principle in IFRS9. I wonder whether we're providing helpful information or helpful advice on a timely basis if we go down the route of doing an annual improvement, because it's going to be whenever it will be next year before it gets issued. Then there's a chunk of due process to be gone through, so it won't be finalized. And I know people can take it into account when they're adopting IFRS 9, even if it's not finalized, but I understand that there is diversity today, but a clear agenda decision that says this is the way we think IFRS 9 works is something that people can also take into account during their transition from IS 39 to IFRS 9. And to an extent, that addresses the concerns about there not being any transition guidance in an agenda decision, because there will be some changes on adopting IFRS 9. So I will be inclined to go with an agenda decision based on the principles that the staff identified.
John?
I don't think an annual improvement is necessary. I think the requirements of the standard are reasonably clear. I think an agenda decision is more timely way of pointing people to what the standards actually say. My concern with an annual improvement is the time before it goes into an ED and then it becomes a standard and then there's an effective date, so that would probably be the 1st of January 2020 before we provide clarification as to what the standard says. And I think it's fairly, to me, the committee did previously discuss and agree what they believe the standards say, we should actually say that. And the most effective and efficient way of doing that is through an agenda decision. If we want to follow that up with some tidy up and editorial amendments to the standard as part of a further amendment process, I'm happy enough to support that as well. But I don't think it should be instead of an agenda decision.
I'm supportive of annual improvements, and I also experienced the same feeling High Heart and Bob experienced about the wording. I think we should do further work in the wording.
Thank you. Mikhail on the phone.
Yes, I support to have an annual improvement in this case. I think it seems a very good example of having an annual improvement.
Thank you. Gary.
Question for the staff. In the agenda criteria in paragraph 5, you make the point that most cases will not have a material effect. How deep is your convictions about that? Or if it's not material, quite frankly, I'm really not anxious for this to go to the board. And if it's not material, the agenda decision still is. I think a lot of it hinges around here about, how well do you know that it's not likely to have a material effect?
It's based on the outreach feedback. So we ask them, is there diversity? And if you think this impacts, do you think it is a material for your analysis? And the outreach clearly said no. But having said that, one of the points which Tony made was that if it does kick in, it's a decision between de-recognizing something and not de-recognizing something. So it's a question of what is the population. I think the population where this kicks in is small, very small. If it does, by definition, it will have an impact, Gary. So it's a population side, and I think where people were
small
telling
small population, very small. Big one it hits.
And I suppose the question is even if it, correct me if I'm wrong, but so even if you did, because I think it would go one way, wouldn't it? It would be that if you'd applied it differently to what we're saying, would have potentially de-recognized
and
when you would not
back.
Otherwise. I think the question then is it could still have an effect, but maybe the because you're still recognizing the liability if it's still outstanding. So the question then still would be for each individual entity, even if it applied, would it actually create a material difference in the amount that you've got on your balance sheet, say, today for that liability? And maybe
that was exactly the way that we thought through it. That we've not come across very many circumstances where this would have made a difference to the derecognition decision. When it did, in the period in which it happened, then the impact could be significant because there will be a gain or loss on derecognition. If that's sometime in the past, then the question is the liability itself materially different to what it would be? And is the finance cost materially different to what it would be? And that's a piece of work that people haven't done. So it's a small population, but it could be material for companies that are affected.
Okay. All right. What I think I will do is ask committee members to vote for what their first choice is. So first of all, I'll ask, which committee members would prefer an annual improvement?
Yep.
So 10, including Mikhail. So I think that's done, isn't it? Okay. All right. Thank you.